Now, next up, last month we brought you the story of one woman's campaign to get swimming lessons for autistic children and young people at the Lagan Valley Leisureplex. Now, Tracy Mearns, whose daughter Chloe has autism, had collected over 2,000 signatures for her online petition and was hoping that Lisburn and Castlereagh City Council would support her campaign.
If we had these special swim sessions, we would feel we're all in it together. We wouldn't judge each other. We would think, oh my goodness, yeah, I've been there before. I know exactly what you're going through, and would probably even help each other out, you know. And nobody here is asking for freebie. We're not saying, oh, we want to go free. We're all more than happy to pay. And we've got lots of comments on the petition from parents who really, really would love to bring their children to the Leisureplex. But, you know, it's just too overwhelming.
We have an update on this story. Nicola Weir, our reporter, you've been following this. What's happened now?
Well, since we broadcast Tracy's interview, a representative from her campaign did have a meeting with the council. That happened last month. Now, at that meeting, there were other charity representatives present. So things were looking quite good and they were going in the right direction. That's until Tracy says she was informed by social media last week that the sessions she had campaigned for were going ahead, but that her daughter will not be able to utilise them because they're not members of Autism NI, as she explained to me when I met up with her earlier this week.
It's now been announced that the council, in association with Autism NI, have decided to run trial sessions of autism swimming sessions in the Leisureplex, and that as Autism NI are actually paying for the hire of the pool from the council, only their members will be allowed to attend those sessions.
And you learned about this through social media?
I did. The first time I learnt about it was a lady just contacted me and said, oh, isn't this great? The sessions are going ahead. And then when I looked on the Lagan Valley Leisureplex page, there was the announcement. These sessions are going ahead. You must be a member of Autism NI and to call in and book the sessions. Nobody had contacted me from the council or from Autism NI to tell me what was going on. And I had repeatedly asked them to include me in all their discussions. It was, after all, my petition, and I was responsible of keeping in touch with all the petition signatories and letting them know how this was progressing.
And the reason why you're not happy is because you need to be a member of Autism NI in order to access it. And you're not a member, and quite a lot of those who signed your petition aren't either, because there are other autism charities in Northern Ireland.
Well, that's correct. This petition was representative of the whole autism community and of those with sensory difficulties who were unable to attend the main sessions. It should not matter if you belong to an autism charity or an organisation, or if you belong to a parent group or a community forum. This petition was about asking the council for help in introducing these much needed sessions into the Leisureplex for everybody. And I mean, I myself am not a member of Autism NI, so I cannot go to these sessions, which is very disappointing for me and my daughter. We are also members of a different autism charity in Belfast who are absolutely fantastic and have been so, so supportive to my family. And now they can't attend these sessions either. I would have hoped that the autism community just came together, and largely we do. We all support each other. We all want the same things. And I would have really, really liked it if Autism NI had have supported us all and stood their ground and lobbied the council and said, no, these sessions are for everybody, not just our own members.
So the way it stands at the minute, these sessions are starting this week, and your daughter will not be able to attend them.
That's correct. Yes, my daughter will not be able to go to these sessions.
Even though you campaigned for them?
Yes, that's correct. There is a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of people very, very upset about this. who are refusing to pay a charity money just to avail of three pilot sessions. On the other side, so much support and from lots of parents who are so supportive of the petition. And I've also had businesses come forward and just volunteer their services. So, for example, we had a uniform outfitters in Lisburn who came to me and said, please, how can we help in any way? And they actually held two quiet sessions for autistic customers. So from that point of view, it's fantastic. They have just come forward and they're willing to help, and that's the response I really would have wanted from the council.
How disappointed are you in the council? What is your biggest gripe with them as it stands today?
Well, it's really down to there's a lack of communication with me, with the petition signatories, with the public. I went to them to help me and help all these families who would really appreciate these sessions. And I really did expect them to say, wow, we'd be delighted to help you. You're our constituents. We want to help and support you. But instead, it's just turned out to be a fight, really. Every step of the way, I've just had to fight and fight and fight, and I don't seem to be getting anywhere. And now to hear that I'm just being completely excluded, and they would prefer to discuss my petition with someone who has nothing to do with the petition is quite shocking to me.
And Nicola, you have been getting some responses on this.
Yes, well, we offered Lisburn and Castlereagh City Council and Autism NI, we offered them an opportunity to come on air this morning, but no one was available. So Lisburn and Castlereagh City Council has released a statement. It says it's charging Autism NI an appropriate concession charge to provide three pilot sessions. Now, I've asked twice what this means, exactly what they're charging.
And have they given you any details?
They have refused to give me this figure. The council added that the initiative will be reviewed after this. It has also confirmed to the Nolan Show that it has started an external formal investigation into this matter, and it is not in a position to make further statements until this investigation is complete. Now, meanwhile, Autism NI also released a statement. It says it had been invited by the council to help them to develop the swim sessions. It added that this is not a long-term solution, but it would be hopefully provide evidence for need for the sessions and help the parents who created and supported the petition to reach their goal in the end.
So, Nicola, you'll continue to we'll follow this, and we'll hopefully give you an update in another few days' time. Joining me now is Joan Henderson, who is the head of Solus Northern Ireland, another autism charity here. Joan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What are your views on what's happened here?
I think that all of the parties involved are very well-meaning groups, and they want the best for the entire autism community. I think a huge amount has been achieved in a relatively short space of time. And I know Tracy is a parent. She's a fantastic, energetic lady, has done a huge amount for autism, has her own child, and, you know, and has a massive passion for trying to do good. And I take my hat off to her for starting this campaign and for sort of lobbying. And I'd have to say, however, in fairness to the council, I think they have responded fairly positively in that now we do have sessions, albeit pilot at this stage.
How do you feel, Joan, about how it was handled? Was it handled in the best way?
Well, you know, like everybody's, we're all maybe we can be judgmental, and I think it would be very unfair for me to make a judgment on any organisation or any charity or any public sector organisation. I think overall, and standing back from it, I think we'd have to say that there has been a positive outcome. And however it means has been achieved, it has been overall quite a general positive outcome in terms of the autism community. There are now facilities in place or sessions in place, at least on a pilot basis, and hopefully they will continue with tweaking for the autism community.
Joan,
That's really important.
Explain to me, Joan, just for people that maybe don't have kids with autism or you know, they're obviously adults with autism as well, but how do these autism swim sessions, how do they help kids and young people with the condition?
Well, it's suppose they're just, they're less stressful. You know, there's less people about, there's lower noise levels, there's less sensory issues involved. It means that there's a sort of a dedicated slot in the week where, or whatever, if it's a weekly shift session or if it's a monthly session, where those families that have children and young people with autism can actually access a facility, and they don't have to say, they don't have to worry about somebody shouting at them, or, you know, there are sort of, there is that understanding there. And I think that's a very, very positive development. And it's great to see other developments, like, you know, Tracy has already mentioned it this morning about the uniform shops that are now starting to put on to quiet sessions for trying on uniforms. We have family-friendly cinema sessions. Really starting to see a change, a movement that is starting from the ground up now, and that's very, very positive.
So these are all, really obviously, they're very important, Joan, and as you've mentioned, you know, the benefits of these types of sessions, and hopefully we can get more of them and make it a more commonplace thing. It goes back, though, the actual importance of these to the fact that you have to be a member of Autism NI to actually make use of these, and the lady that started the petition in the first place is not a member, so after all her work, she can't now...
Well, I think on reflection, I think everybody should stand back from it and maybe look at maybe doing a little bit more work. I think it's a pilot stage. I think there needs to be a little bit more work done and setting out what maybe evidence needs to be produced by families when they're accessing these services. You know, okay. So if I take the example of vetting and access and I, for example, they very clearly would set out a list of what's seen as documents that are appropriate to produce to a vetting organisation to demonstrate that, you know, that you have photographic identification or that you have a proof of address. I think something similar needs to happen in this case, where maybe that you have a range of very clear documents that can be produced by the LeisurePlex staff that enables people to access these sessions and can produce them. You know, so I think it's just a little bit premature. I think just a little bit more work needs to be done. People need to step back a little bit, take a breath and say, look, we have achieved a lot here.
Okay.
Everybody wants to do the right thing. I really genuinely believe there's a lot of really good, well-meaning people out there. They want to do the right thing and just take a breath now and try and,
okay.
and just step back.
Joan Henderson, the Managing Director of Solis, thank you very much. Hopefully these pilot sessions will lead to something else more permanent, maybe something in other areas of the country as well. So thank you, Nicola. Thank you as well.